Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is no plan.
We're doing it live.
No plans. No plans.
Yeah.
Let the people see what is actually in our brains.
This here, well, really here.
This is how professional, how professionals do podcasts. Don't plan a goddamn thing.
We don't.
All right, sometimes guys. We do. Hey, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
And Dana.
Rolling. And Dana.
Special best friend
Dana.
Guest.
Special guest. Dana Lynn Baylor.
And we're going to play What's Behind My Back
in an English accent.
Next up on Between the Reps, we have Dana playing What's Behind My Back.
Is it a tube of chopstick?
Can you eat it?
I thought you said a tube of chopstick.
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 It's a chopstick.
Chopstick.
Is it a cut? They have no idea what we're talking
They're
about.
So
actually,
confused.
So if we've you talked guys, about we've actually, we came up with this game on accident. In a podcast that we did at Brooke's parents' house like a while ago. And Brooke had said something, and if any of you guys remember.
If you're a longtime listener.
You might remember this. So Brooke had said something, and then I said, what did you say? And then she told me, I can't remember what it was. And I said, oh, I thought you said, what's behind my back?
And then
she was like, what's behind my back? So we have been, we were celebrating Dana's birthday. We can go back to the beginning for that. But it was awesome because we were all together at this campsite and a bunch of us, I can't remember how many people were there. Maybe
10,
maybe more. And we decided to play What's Behind My Back.
Like the best part
and
is
it
that
was, everyone there, was so it was
like,
down
But it was
for
like
it.
A few of us at first, right?
Yeah.
Because they
and
were
it
doing
just kept growing.
There was a drive-in movie and a few of us, when I say a few, there were like four or five of us.
Yeah.
We weren't watching the movie. We were over at our campsite. We were just sitting around the fire. We were trying to decide, like, what are we going to do? And I think me and Gina were like, hey, let's play What's Behind My Back. We just start being like, all right, guys, we're going to play What's Behind My Back. And I just stood up, very excited. I had been drinking. And I look at Gina, I was like, all right. And I just start, I'm like starting to play it. And everyone around is like, well, I don't get it. And Gina's like, we should probably explain what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah, what are the rules?
So
yeah.
We tell them what we're playing.
It's simple.
They all just jump in. And so like Dana and Rob and Matt Bonnie, a bunch of the other people that were watching the movie come into the campsite and we are playing. We're like full blown playing What's Behind My Back. And they're like, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh, we're playing What's Behind My Back. And at this point, we've got lots of rules. We've got like different rules for where you got your item from. So first it started out where there was just a table.
Only a table.
There was a table with like where all of our food and silverware and cups and things were at. And it was like, okay, you just have to go grab something from the table. None of us will look.
Yeah, hide it.
And then it turned into like, okay, how about you go to your trailer?
And that's when you got 10 questions.
Oh, yeah.
We stopped counting questions.
Oh, yeah. Then we were just like.
We were making up rules as it went along.
Committed to trying to figure out what was behind their back.
Brant was excellent.
Yeah, Brant, your video?
Yeah. Oh, Matt and Bonnie's video.
Matt and Bonnie's.
Matt and Bonnie's. Yeah.
He was great.
He was awesome.
So then each round we were trying to do different accents, but English accent was probably the best.
Yeah. Held
we're
the strongest.
We're all from London.
I hope there's people listening to this. Like, I don't know where that accent's from that they're from. Like,
we're actually from the UK, and that is not what sounds like.
We're just doing our best here. We're American.
We're American. Yeah. American.
It always goes like for me. It's like it'll go from English to like Australian. I don't know the different like. Dialects were like what makes it so different, or inflection or things like that. So really it's just anything whatever comes out, we just rolled with it.
Peanut butter.
I think all my accents just come with like one sentence. It's like doing an Australian accent, I'm like, put another shrimp on the barbie. Or it's like my French accent is like, oh, 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 bitches dressy.
That would have been a good one if we did.
But I literally can't say anything else but those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
or else like,
I don't think I could either.
Yeah. So anyway.
Do you want to explain how to play?
No.
We've already explained
it. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
You find an object, you put it behind your back, and
you
then
hide it, and people ask questions.
You ask questions. So
give them a limited amount of questions.
A limited amount. Yeah.
You could do teams if you wanted. We didn't. You know?
Yeah. One of our questions was, can a kangaroo steal it?
Yeah, Bart.
It's like Bart.
Wait,
Bart
what?
Was so good.
Bart, we had already established that it was an item from the kitchen. And Bart goes, would you find it under your bed?
Is it curtains?
Is it curtains?
Is it a microwave?
Do you... I know you said it's just, not peanut butter, but I just want to be sure. Is it peanut butter?
And then Bonnie kept saying, we don't have peanut butter.
It was fun.
That
was the best.
So you want to explain why we were there?
Yeah, so we had planned a trip to surprise Dana for her birthday. We were trying
38, guys.
We were trying to find,
so
like,
old.
Where do we go? Because we had planned... It was her birthday was right before we all were going to be in Salt Lake City for FitCon, and trying to find a place like on the, you know, over in Utah or near here.
We were supposed to have our rig. We were supposed to already be there.
Yeah.
So yeah, because we were going to go watch Matt and Dan race in Bryce Canyon,
and then
we were just going to. Well, I didn't know there was anything else going on after that. And then we were going to hang out in Salt Lake. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
But Kai was supposed to be there.
Oh
man.
Pillow version was.
But we had a rough week. I lost some goats to a grizzly bear, so plans changed.
Yeah.
And we flew out.
Yeah, dude.
But he wouldn't tell me. So he's like, do you want to know your birthday present? I'm like, well, yeah, what is it? It's my birthday. And he's like, okay, well, you need to pack. I was like, all right. I get excited because I like to travel, but he wouldn't tell me like where we were going.
And what did he say to you? Like when you're like, what do I pack? He's
so
like,
that's what confused me. Cause he's like, okay, so I was like, what's the weather? Where are we going to go? Like, do I need hot clothes, warm clothes cold clothes? And he's like, well, the weather's going to be like Montana. It's going to be really hot during the day and cold at night. I was like, okay, got that. Check. We're going to probably do some hiking or can't. Like I thought we were going on. I thought we were camping, in tents and stuff, and it was just me and him, and I knew that we were flying there, so Rob is a pilot now, which was the coolest thing. Because he's never
maiden voyage, right?
It was our maiden voyage out of Montana. So yeah. I've flown with him, and this was like his biggest flight. He hasn't left Montana. He's gone all over the place. But this was like the first, like, hey, we're going to go here and then we have to stop for gas and then we keep going. And yeah,
it was very cool.
It was really cool.
A little nerve wracking.
But he wouldn't tell me. And then the thing that confused me, he's like, you know, those hats that you wear, and GG Pip hats. I don't know if anyone knows them, but super cool in Whitefish. Everyone wears them. And I love them. Only because I wore yours.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's
you're the first.
What did Bonnie call it? She calls it the Instagram hat?
The Instagram hat.
It is the Instagram hat.
He's like, yes. You're going to want one of those Instagram hats. I was like, no, wait. So we're camping, hiking.
But I need the Instagram
hat. Instagram hats. So I need. He's like, well, you might want to look cute. There's going to be a lot of picture opportunities. I was like,
okay.
So I packed really odd. I didn't wear any of the clothes that I packed. None of them. I just knew we were flying, and then halfway I saw him change the next point. I was like, oh, Escalante, Utah. I have no idea where that's at. I knew I was going to Utah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we like.
Yeah, for all you know, it could have been like a very small airport that's easier for him to get to or something around the vicinity of Salt Lake.
So we land and we're like tying down, we're getting all this stuff tied down, and the airport usually has like a guy that runs it, and he comes down like little hillbilly guy with a chihuahua in his front pocket.
It was his overalls.
Yeah. And he's talking to us. And then all of a sudden, like we see three cars up. Cause I'm thinking, I'm like, how are we going to get like, are we hiking out of here? Cause I really thought we were just on like, he's like, well, don't pack too much. You're probably only going to want to bring a backpack. I was like, but I have my Instagram hat. How am I? So I'm going to hold it next to me. Like, so I thought we were like hiking out of there because we were going to bring our one wheels, but they're too heavy. So he has to do like weight and balance, and he didn't want to do weight and balance. So do you know what a one wheel is?
Yeah.
They're so sick.
Yeah, I do.
So we're going to start packing them. And like when we land, we just get on one wheels and go.
Just take off.
Yeah, take off.
Very cool.
So then three cars show up. And so you guys might not know this, but super illegal.
Yeah,
we found out after.
He's the one that let you in. He just like hit the button. Because Rob, he was like, oh, do you guys know them? And Rob's like, yeah. I'm like, wait, we know three cars?
we know them?
Who are these strangers? And you guys come speeding down.
We did.
We did.
Gina was out the sunroof of my Raptor.
Out the sunroof, like screaming. Like, what the fuck? And then I see Matt, and then I see Bart. I was like, what? And I like cried. It was pretty cool.
It was really cool because Matt had made all these shirts.
Yeah.
Right? It was Matt that made them. Matt Barney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Made these shirts with Dana's face on it,
like shoving cake in her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, we all had matching shirts on, so
I've never had like a surprise like that. I don't think ever.
Well, everyone was trying to figure out if you actually knew, like had a suspicion.
No, the weird thing is I was just watching Bonnie's story. I was like, wow, they're somewhere cool. Like, right. I just assumed that they were still in Bryce Canyon doing their own thing and we'd meet back up in Salt Lake,
right?
It's just what I knew. And then I even talked to Dan because he's like, hey, when do you guys get to Salt Lake? I'm like, I think we arrive. Because he was like, oh, I'll see you Friday. I was like, no, I think we're getting there Thursday. So I think he was trying to like push me off.
Right.
So
divert you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys weren't posting anything.
No.
Okay. Here's the thing. I knew it was a surprise. And I remember we were there.
We got there a day before.
Yeah, a day before.
Before you
and like everyone was like taking photos and posting on social, and I was just
the one that
I was just
started
dark on social because I'm like, what am I gonna post? I'm like, even if she knows that it's something and that it's like giving it away because she's watching Bonnie and their story. I'm like, or I haven't talked to her about anything besides like.
I was like, oh, can't wait to see you. And you're like, I'll see you in the fourth.
Yeah, I know.
See you in July.
Your birthday on the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, me and Gina, I did not
guys
post.
Are tricky.
For a while. And then we surprised Dana. We loaded up and then we went off to this really, really cool campsite that apparently it's only been open for 6 weeks called Yonder.
Yeah, stay yonder.
Stay yonder.
Yeah, if you guys want somewhere really cool to stay, stay yonder. They have airstreams, like hollowed out airstreams, super simple. And I forget what the name of those drop structures. I think it's called drop structure. Coolest little cabins ever.
They have a drive-in movie theater, but you don't take your car. They have a bunch of really old cars that are all sat out there. They have speakers in the back seat. They have a airstream that's for concessions. So when the movies are playing, you go out, it's first come, first serve. You pick a car.
Yeah.
And you have concessions. And they have, the pool wasn't open, but they've built a pool as well. They have the little store up front where you check in. You can buy
really expensive s'mores.
Very expensive,
$14 s'mores.
Yeah.
S'mores kits.
And they have like meal kits too. Yeah. That's kind of what a lot of the people that came, what they did is they just would get like the meal kits for dinner, and it came with like meat and vegetables you could put on the fire. Me and Gina, though,
came prepared.
Yeah, because
super prepared.
We're camping.
We're just prepared, you know? I had told Rob, I had said, hey, if there's anything that you want, like, to have, like, if I, because we were planning on, like, before everything happened with the goats, I was planning on us trying to just get there before you guys all got there. And I'm like, if there's anything you want to have in there, like, surprise-wise, let me know. And I'll get it. And then like, we'll get there before you and we'll put it in your trailer. He's like, okay. And I never heard, he never told me anything.
He's bad with keeping, yeah.
He never told me anything, well, which wasn't a big deal.
We were also, yeah, that week was just, I don't think he was doing anything.
And then I'm so used to like as a group, planning somewhat of like food, drinks. Like,
you guys bring this, you guys bring that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And there was not really any of that. So it was so funny. You know, my mom, right before we left, I knew that me and Gina would bring like snacks we wanted.
Shout out to your mom.
Yes.
She is the best.
Leslie is, she's the queen of camping.
And she's, sure. I mean, she has, she can do it for big groups. Like she's a champion. But we were going to get snacks and things we knew we would want to have, we'd get drinks and stuff. But my mom, like the day before or 2 days before we were leaving St. George, she's like, what are you guys doing for food? And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't really know, you know, no one, I had asked Matt like what everyone was doing. There wasn't really like an answer. So I said, you know, we'll probably get like some sandwich stuff.
They lived off of chips. They literally ate chips the entire time. Like,
my mom like made a big batch of chicken salad. We had pasta salad. She goes, you can do hobo dinners. And I thought to myself, I was like, well, what else would be really easy? And I was like, Mom, do you have a small crock pot you don't really care about? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, cool. We'll do your Mexican crock pot chicken. I'm like, because we're in airstreams, we have power.
Yeah.
Like, we can just set it and forget it.
Add a little mini. Yeah.
The old set it and forget it.
So me and Gina kept just having, you know, certain things that, you know, we'd get a text, the group text, like, all right, let's all eat.
We're going to get pizza.
And me and Gina, and I'd have to text ask and be like, oh, no, me and Gina are good. We brought our food. And at one point they came in our trailer and Matt's like, you have a fucking crock pot? And I'm like, yeah.
Why not?
Exactly. I know it makes no sense, but like normally if you're camping, you don't do crock pot because you don't have power like that.
But
we're in airstreams. Yeah. We're at a place with airstreams, outdoor, beautiful showers, laundry on site. I would drive in movie theater. I'm like,
glamping.
It was glamping.
Glamping. Yeah.
No, it was a very cool spot. I loved it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small,
indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Really awesome hikes everywhere. There's a reservoir close by, although it wasn't super close for us when we went to drive to it.
We went over the hog back. We went to the hog back.
we get Matt sent us a pin just so we knew where we were going because we all drove different vehicles. And for some reason, he's the only one that got to where we were supposed to go, which was literally five minutes away from where we were staying.
We drove an hour away.
Our car and then Bart's car, it was
all
like
went
we
to
drove.
The same place.
We had the pin. And it took us literally 45 minutes or more in the complete opposite direction. And it wasn't until all of a sudden we're driving, we're on my dad called it the hogback, but what was the name of it?
It was the devil's
backbone.
The devil's backbone.
And it's a very high point and it's a very windy road, drops on both sides. And we're going and I'm looking and it says 0.3 miles left. And I'm thinking like, where the fuck? There's nothing up here for one. And then two, all of a sudden it just starts, you get the wheel and it just starts redirecting. And all of us, we stop. And I'm like, I think we went the wrong way.
Yeah, but there had been no turns.
No turns. But there's reservoirs, tons of hikes out there too. You can like rent ATVs. You can rent, and you know what's so funny? You guys, it sounds like we're just doing an ad for this place. We have no connection to this place.
None. We definitely paid. Full price.
We paid a lot.
We didn't get the Steve Cook.
Yeah, there were no discounts.
No, we didn't get that discount.
We didn't get the discount.
I don't even know how to get a discount.
I don't
like
either.
That.
I think you just have to ask sometimes, and I don't.
Yeah, no.
No, I just want to give you money because I like your place. And I want you to keep it going.
Yeah, and give you a little shout out.
Recommendation. If you have blonde hair.
Oh. The showers will turn it.
Yes. The water
is very hard.
It
had like iron in it, I'm pretty sure. It's got a lot of iron.
Got some minerals in there.
Yeah.
My hair, very coppery.
Turned orange.
It was pretty orange.
Yeah.
It was a nice strawberry blonde.
my sister luckily grabbed some like a product that has purple, it's like purple shampoo, but it's supposed to be for pulling all that off your hair. My mom brought it to me and, it's worked a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it worked a lot.
A lot less orange.
A lot less.
For sure. For a second, I thought it was going to be purple.
Yes.
I walk in the bathroom and she's in the shower and it's all in her hair. And I'm like, is that going to wash out?
And I was like,
all purple.
I was like, I mean, maybe not.
I hope so.
Yeah, you have
maybe
purple
not.
Hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stay Yonder. Check it out on Instagram.
Escalante.
Cool.
Or is it Escalante?
I say Escalante or Escalante.
Escalante.
But
Escalante.
Some people, Escalante. What did Gina was saying?
Well,
Escalante.
I thought it was Escalante. No, Escalante.
Oh, yeah.
Escalante.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Utah, so we pronounce things without
Escalante.
Escalante.
Yeah, up there in old Escalante. You know, the Stay Yonder place with the Airstreams.
Yeah, out there. Highly recommend you bring your own food, though.
Yep. Crock pots.
Everybody bring your crock pot.
Yeah, now we're sitting in a hotel room, but I'll tell you what I brought to the hotel room from our trip.
What?
A lot of bruises.
Oh.
A lot of bruises. Gina one night fell off her chair four times.
She did. Backwards.
Backwards. Four times. Not once. Four times.
Four times.
Yep.
Okay, I was drunk. Obviously, everybody knows that.
No, you were. I had no idea.
I know. But well, no. So the first night, I was told to do an expression session.
And it was amazing.
And thank you so much. And, it was for Dana's birthday.
It was like two hours long.
It was like 2 hours long. And for those of you who don't know what an expression session is, somebody just throws on some music and then you just express yourself to it. So we did that, but I was doing a lot of groundwork.
Yes.
Yeah.
Groundwork was
knee work.
Yes.
Yeah. So I woke up the next morning with bruises all over my knees. And then the next night I kept trying to like scooch my chair back from the, cause the fire was in just my face.
Completely and I fell just backwards. Kept
falling right back over. And yeah, I think I finally gave up.
You did. You sat on the ground.
Yeah.
And yelled at everyone, don't help me.
Don't
leave me here.
This is where I stay.
Because at that point, you had just fallen out so many times that she was like, you know, slightly embarrassed.
Don't look.
Didn't want to like put anyone out by having them come over to help her.
Oh
like
my
fix
God.
Her chair, stand back up.
Yeah. So I'm pretty beat up at this point.
Also, peed in the sink.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
Hopefully.
Yes. Thank you, Dana, for bringing that up.
Hopefully no one from Stay Yonder's listening to this. Gina peed in your sink.
Oh, my God.
The first one was sexy, though.
Oh, yeah. Brooke has pictures.
I love it. So. I love it. She outed you by saying the first one.
Yeah. I have no idea why.
Well, you know,
because I could have just peed outside. So the first night we were all together, Brooke and Dana would sit their butts on the bottom step and kind of hang their butt over it and pee on the ground.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because the bathroom was kind of a walk, not even far.
And there's snakes on the ground, you could step on a snake.
Yeah, you do. You sit your butt at the edge of like a step, so then you can just sit there. You're not squatting.
Yeah.
You can like really reach your feet out in front of you or out to the sides. You don't get your pee all over your feet.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, you know what, guys? I'm going to go pee off the step too. So I went, for some reason, just sat on the step.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you sat in your pee?
I sent you guys a video of it.
Oh.
I sat on the step, but not far enough over. And so I just basically pissed the step and myself. And so I guess the next night in my drunkenness, I was like, you know what? I don't want to pee off the step again. So I was like, I'll just pee in the sink.
It's all going to the same place.
Yeah, it's all going to the same place. So I pee in the sink. Brooke, you know, she's like amazed by the amount of force that I'm peeing against the sink.
It's just strong the current. Dude,
strong
current. And
a strong stream. So
she was peeing, and I'm looking at her, and it's just like, and I literally was like, I was like, oh my God, I
just can't stop
watching.
I can't stop watching.
I can't
look away.
I'm like,
yeah. No, and so then, did you walk in when I was in the sink?
Yes. When you had your legs.
Sitting there.
Your legs. Your legs.
You had your legs.
We called it something else, but that may be inappropriate. Yeah.
She looked really funny.
Yes.
I looked really funny.
Her long.
So I had sat. The first time I was smart and I kind of like held my butt up as I was peeing. The second time, I just sat in the sink. With my legs hanging over.
And there were knives in there.
This is what she says to me. She says to me, she goes, is there a knife in here? Something's poking my butt.
There were three knives in there.
Hey, guess what? It was the same knife we were cutting everyone's steaks with.
Hope you enjoyed.
Hope you liked it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Something else, if you do go there, which also I think is important if you go camping. Okay. If you go camping, but you have power. A light. So
light,
yeah,
sort of light that you can still see what you're doing if you're cooking outside.
Headlamps.
Yeah, I mean,
headlamps would be good.
Ones,
but
yeah.
Because there's ones that you can actually light up the whole area. So if you're with a group, you can like play games through. Yeah. We wanted to play Liar's Dice.
Oh yeah,
but it was really hot. You couldn't see. It was really dark.
Yeah.
Great star watching though.
Oh man,
and the sunsets. Oh my gosh,
just beautiful out there. Incredible. But yeah, no, it was a great time. Dana was surprised, so, you know, mission accomplished.
We left. We drove Dana and Rob up to their airplane.
And then we
said goodbye, and then me and Gina drove 4.5 hours. And they were in Salt Lake in like
an hour.
Yeah.
Actually, nice. We stopped. That was the first time I was like scared in a while. So he checks, and normally you can check the wings, so the gas is in the wings, and like you check by like putting something in it to see how high it is. And it's like, oh, it looks fine. So we like took off, and right away, like these flashing lights come on, like low fuel. Oh, I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I'd be worse than I was in the car the whole time.
So we ended up, we like found the airport 20 minutes away, landed, refueled. And then.
Why did you think you had enough? If there wasn't enough in there.
Because he normally just looks and there's something he uses that
was low.
Yeah, I guess. Because we did stop and I think it holds like 40 gallons on each side and we put 30 on the one side.
Oh, wow.
So, which also made our landing really weird. So our landing was a little sketch. I shouldn't even say this. It was amazing. But like, I feel like it was off balance because his plane pulls from the one side a little bit more than the other. Uh-huh. So. Yeah, we landed and then took off again. Yeah, I didn't like seeing any flashing red lights. There's a little beep that kept coming on. I was like, just land, please? I don't like these sirens.
I would be the worst passenger.
He was just like,
situation.
Oh, we're fine. Like, he's so calm and cool. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm just freaking out. I'm like, just get us to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like dying. Yeah. Not today. I had such a great couple days.
And now we're in Salt Lake.
Yeah. But yeah, it would have been like just an hour flight. Simple hour flight.
Ugh. Dude, so easy.
So nice. I mean, our car ride was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scenic.
Just sing.
Probably.
You know, scenic. Just sing in the car. All time.
Well, we were.
Yeah.
And so we sing, but also we have a couple different versions of singing.
Yeah. We just make sounds.
We do. Just make sounds. And what's so funny, Gina goes, after we had been doing it a while, she goes, we need to just, what if we just had a camera up in here?
Oh,
just
yeah.
basically capturing what's going on.
Or the fact that we don't know any of the words.
We don't.
Or
those
like every other word.
Don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just sound
it
out.
I just want to play it back just to see what I'm saying. Yeah, no, it was, so we're all here for FitCon, and now you guys get to go work out and meet people.
In 100-degree weather.
Uh-huh, that's going to be fun. What's your workout?
Well, we're gonna get there and kind of see what the situation is, equipment availability, who's all training. Dana, you're going to do some demo stuff with some of the pieces that you guys are giving away, right?
Yeah, just the back one, I think. It's a good, sick piece. So Prime Fitness USA donated a bunch of equipment for us to use. And instead of having them drive it back, they're like, hey, that's just like, you can donate it to whoever. So we're donating it to one of the gyms that has always taken care of us, Lift at Station Park. So if you're ever in Salt Lake, head to Lift at Station Park. They're going to get a couple really, really good pieces of equipment. My favorite thing from Prime is their Extreme Row. So it's, I don't even know how to explain it, but like on every machine, like if you go on like a hammer strength machine, there's always, as you pull, it either gets like lighter at the top or it's like lighter and you just get that middle range. So what they do, Prime does, it, you can over exaggerate. So you can make, let's say you're doing a row, you can make it super heavy at the beginning and then lighter at the end.
Oh, cool.
And then you can switch
it.
Yeah, you can adjust by just switching like where you put plates. So they make some really, really cool, innovative stuff. So
awesome.
And then we're donating it. And then I'm donating one of the things. Yeah. It's a little home gym. Their home gym. Yeah, it's like just a little pulley system, but you can do so much on it. So Brooke's getting that.
Yes.
So thanks, Prime.
Why don't you actually, I mean, by the time this comes out, FitCon will be over.
Already over.
It comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But talk about how it started, how you got into FitCon and what your vision was for it. And so we can get tons more people there for the next event.
People that don't know what it is.
Oh, so FitCon is just, it's a fitness expo. It's always been in FitCon, Utah. It's always been in Salt Lake. We've been coming here for the last, I feel like every single year they've had it. We've been here 5 years. We don't like to go to expos. If you don't treat us well, like I don't really care about money. And I think Dallin like paid us the first year and like we just kept coming back. He's like, well, like I'll pay you. He's like, I don't know, just get us a hotel, man. Like we enjoy it. Like you're a good dude. It's just a really good expo and he's always treated us so well. There's only been like a couple. LA Fit hasn't happened in a while, but what is her? I can't think of her name. But the owner, whoever runs LA Fit, we always used to go back to that because they just treat us so well. Mm-hmm. It goes a long way when you just treat somebody well.
Right.
And like really take care of them, make sure like, a lot of times they'll pick you up from the airport and like just take it, like make sure we can get into the expo because a lot of times it's hard to get in the expo. So before COVID happened, Dallin had asked, he just wanted to make FitCon bigger and better, and he knows like how much influence we have with people and how much we enjoyed the expo, so he invited us to like buy in. So Rob, myself, and Keaton, because Keaton has so many connections here in Salt Lake. So he's a great partner to have. So we all like bought in to try to make FitCon just like bigger. Mm-hmm. And like we wanted to expand it. the first year that we bought in, COVID happened.
Oh, no.
So that was weird.
Yeah.
So it's normally in an expo center, but honestly, this was like the best case scenario that ever happened because now that's why we've changed everything. So with COVID, we couldn't be in the convention center anymore. So we had to move the date back. So we pushed it back and then we took it outside because Utah's been pretty awesome and lenient with stuff. It used to be in Salt Lake, so we had to move it outside of Salt Lake. It was outdoors. The first year they limited us to like 6,000 people and it just felt better outside. It wasn't 100 degrees. I think we're just unlucky. That's the only bad part with outdoor events. Like right. You have to deal with weather and we dealt with that in Texas. Dallas. So, but the first year we did it, everybody loved it. Like people are walking around with like no shoes on. We have like little water slides for kids. We have a ton of like kids stuff. So we do like a little kid park and it just felt like a music festival vibe, mm-hmm. but fitness. So we're like, the first year we didn't have a concert. Mm-hmm. So we're like, well, why don't we add a musical like vibe to it? Like it already feels like a music festival. That's actually bring music because music goes so well with fitness. We mm-hmm. all listen right. to music. So, we decided when we expanded to, where were we?
Dallas.
Was that Dallas? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Fort Worth. So we expanded our next place because we want to do this like all over the place. Like we're looking in Las Vegas. We're looking in Florida. We're doing one in Philadelphia now. But yeah, we added the concert, Friday night concert. It was so cool. And it was so cool to like actually see everybody like together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like, and I know Tommy, like no musicians are like performing live anymore.
Right.
And it's so sad. And there's so many people like he had so much fun. And his band members there, they were just so excited to be actually performing for people again. And that whole thing just made it awesome. So then we're bringing Tommy Vex back and like, we're going to continue to keep this growing and like, bring other musicians in and go to other places. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, this is my first one.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
It's grown. Like I like it because like behind us, did you see the BMX thing?
There's
professional BMXers. They have like this giant thing that they go up on and like a half pipe. They're going to be doing like flips and shit.
Wow.
Like it's going to be cool. Yeah. And we have a night fights where they like get in. You saw it. So they actually dress up in like full, it's a thing.
Yeah. It's like a, medieval,
like medieval times.
Really?
They like full armor suits. They have swords and it looks like they're legitimately trying to kill each other. And because I think they might.
Normally you go to like a medieval days type thing where they have, events where the whole, I guess usually it's outdoor too, but it's everything's medieval. I've been to one before a long time ago in California.
Renaissance Fair.
Yeah. So I'm sure even for them being able to be involved in something like outside of a Renaissance Fair goes on.
Every avenue of fitness, like there's pole fitness, we have CrossFit, we have the Ninja Warrior stuff. Like it's just all encompassing instead of just being in a stale, stinky farty convention center because everyone's just, yeah, like I don't ever
all want that protein,
all the protein,
so many protein,
like,
protein
everyone
drinks.
Wearing like self tanner, it just smells right. Like protein because like normally there's like FitCon used to have like a bodybuilding show and we still want to add that to it, so that's something that we'll probably
it's just
add
expanded into other it's, areas of fitness, which
it's
is very
expanded
cool.
Expanded and yeah, it's always been pretty good with doing all types of fitness, mm-hmm. but now it's like the music. The outdoors, it just feels more healthy yeah. too. Cause you're like outside in the sun, mm-hmm. feels good, feels right.
Just, well, it feels more like a fitness festival.
Fitness festival.
Versus like yeah. when you go to a regular fitness
expo,
it's like, okay, what are you gonna
it's
do?
It's horrible.
You're gonna walk around, you're gonna stand in line, you're gonna go home with like way too many bags of like free samples of shit.
Yeah. And you're all like walking, like, close together is yeah. Here it's like everyone's spread out. It feels so much better.
And it's you can have more people there.
Yeah.
Comfortably.
Yeah.
So if any of you are, you know, like me and don't want to be shoulder to shoulder,
no,
just like
I don't like no.
Stuck, you know, can't move.
Yeah. Don't want to just be smelling farts.
That's all ugh.
BO and farts. Get outdoors.
Yeah, maybe next year we'll have an expression session stage.
Expression?
Okay.
Yes.
Gina joked about that.
Gina will run
not
it.
Happening.
Gina will run it.
That was just for you guys. Just that was a private showing. That's all you get.
I feel like the world should see it.
We'll have expression session stage, and then we'll also have a live What's Behind My Back game show.
Yeah. Where, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Live stream where people like yeah. can ask questions
yeah.
in.
Yeah, I love it.
What's behind
someone
my
actually
back?
From London asked. Like, yeah. They're so like, you're...
a real accent.
With a real accent, yeah. Not our really terrible
Where
ones.
Can people find information? For
Just fitcon.com.
Okay.
Fitcon.com.
Fitcon.com.
Coming to a city near you.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Philadelphia is next.
Very cool.
Philadelphia is actually, I think, giving us the convention center. Like for that one is going to be indoors because they just want people to come back.
Yeah.
And spend, like, they need people to book hotels.
Right.
So they're like, hey, can you do this here? Like
bring because, something cool
because
here because we need.
The city just needs money.
Right.
Like, because no one's going, no one wants to hang out in cities anymore.
Right.
So they're literally letting
just to
us
bring some revenue in there.
Bring some revenue yeah. to their city. Yeah. Which, what I mean, that's kind of hometown for us, so I don't mind.
Right.
Awesome. You ever been to Philadelphia?
I have not.
I've been once.
I don't really like it all that much.
What?
Yeah, I was like, I don't really like it. I don't really like it all that much.
Yeah, I've been there one time. It was when I was in high school. We were in New York for dance. We were there for about a week, like a big group of us. And they had, like, when we were supposed to be flying out, they had one of the craziest, like, ice storms, snowstorms.
Oh,
and
weather is crazy there.
Yeah, everything shut down.
Yep.
And the only way we could get, like, I was there from my studio, so, like, the only way we could get all of us home is they started booking people from different flights. But a big group of us, we bussed to Philadelphia, stayed in a hotel, and then left the next morning. So, like, I didn't get to like see Philadelphia.
Yeah, there's some really cool parts. A lot
I
of
I did see the Liberty Bell.
Parts.
Yeah, I like that kind
and
of stuff.
And then there's some really just bad parts.
They probably have some cool cemeteries.
Oh, I bet.
So we've decided to our listeners, Dana, Brooke, and I really want to plan a
ghost
cemetery
hunters.
Tour.
Yeah. We're going to be ghost hunters.
Yeah, well, you two are going to be the hunters. All the ghosts are just going to attach themselves to me.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's fine.
But yeah, I love cemeteries. Dana loves cemeteries. Brooke loves cemeteries.
I just like
so,
spooky stuff.
Yeah, spooky stuff. So yeah, that's our next trip we have to plan.
like the packs that you
yeah, like the Ghostbusters.
Slimer's going to be there.
A big vacuum.
Yeah.
It's in the chandelier.
No, you guys will just be like, no, it'll be like a leaf blower and it'll just be blowing just the ghosts onto me.
Like, no, guys, stop.
Stop. It's too many ghosts.
Or no, they'll automatically be attracted to you. So we'll be playing defense. We'll be blowing them off you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I thought I was the collector.
So
you are.
I
just you say collector, so now I just picture you as like
the ghost.
You've got
like a magnet.
You've got like cargo pants and like utility belts and all these little boxes. that like when we're we blow one,
yeah, the like leaf blower, and
you open it, yeah, and it goes in there, and you shut it,
click it, yeah, and I just go flush them down the toilet.
Like they threw the box out, and it would.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, so if anyone has information on any ghost hunting equipment, just DM Brooke and
just send us an email to between the reps at gmail.com.
Yeah. Send some links.
Yeah. No, we love it. All right. Well, we should probably wrap it up because you guys got to go work out.
Yep.
I just get to sit in the shade.
You get to sit and watch.
Yeah. I'm going to sit and watch.
Woo-hoo. We're going to be making.
I'm going to bring some white claws.
We're going to be making muscles. Yeah. And then afterwards, we're going
to. And I'll be making cellulite.
Oh, I'll have a white claw after.
Gina loves to talk about how much cellulite she has and then gets so mad if me and Dana have say anything about our bodies.
We just said we were holding water.
No.
Shut up.
I don't want to hear another word from either one of you.
God.
I'm holding a lot of water right now.
Yeah. You know, when you travel and we were eating not that great.
Travel, man. You just really can't be consistent with your training.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's really hard.
We go to the gym yesterday, and I rode the bike, and the gym was super crowded,
so tiny,
super yeah. And I'm already overwhelmed in a situation like that, and then being in kind of like a Globo gym setting, not really knowing how to do anything. Because like I'm so used to being told what to do.
It's like PTSD to like back when you would go to something like that. And you're one of the people that are like, well, what do I do?
I'm just confused.
I mean, I didn't even know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you guys found something to do.
Yeah. I feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I think
we were all feeling overwhelmed. But so Brooke and Dana they had found a bar.
A bar. We're like, ooh, there's a bar.
To do stuff. And so I was on the bike for like 30 minutes. And then I kind of walked around. I was like, I'll just sit here. I just sat on the floor and watched him work out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
we got a good workout in today though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
I got a way better workout in today.
A lot of volume.
If you I know Dana said something, but it's in like north. So Lyft is in North Salt Lake.
Whatever Station Park is.
Yeah, Station Park. It's North
it's
a cool Salt gym. Lake.
But it's
very
a gym.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it's big, tons of equipment, but it's like
the
spacious.
Owners are so sweet.
Yeah. Spread out.
Husband and wife, they're the sweetest.
So go check it out. All right, guys, are we wrapping it up?
Yeah. Hey, okay. Check out FitCon for, I guess, like not for this one, but
maybe for the next one. Yeah, could be coming to a town near you.
Yes. Yeah, you can keep up with it on Instagram. It's probably an easy way. And we'll talk to you guys again
next week.
Real soon.
Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep. Wow. That was incredible. I don't think I've ever heard that.
We've done it a few times.
We've had to say it after every single one.
Okay.
All right. And Dana, thank you for being here with us.
Yes.
The besties.
Yeah. We just love you so much.
And thanks for a great birthday surprise.
Oh, you're welcome. We love you.
If you weren't there, I would have been so sad.
Oh.
My birthday is in August.
We're happy to be there.
August, yeah. So we got
my birthday's in August.
We gotta start planning.
Yeah. All right.
Talk to you soon.
Now we're really leaving.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
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 Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love
to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.